Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you very much to the invitation. The invitation signal has not been done yet, so this is going on. I will do very shortly. Can I just say in response to what you've spoken about? We do, as an administration, take cyber safety incredibly seriously. I do take it incredibly seriously. It's why I called for an HGV Russia ban last year in response to the first death that we had on Suffolk Street back last summer, and I renewed it then in November, and I made that case to the mayor and cycling advisor. And it's why I also wrote to the mayor after the death of Richard Mazira and called on the mayor to hold a cycling summit so that we can really look at some of the, I think, the radical solutions that are needed. I absolutely accept continuing education is not going to do, it's not going to encourage people to cycle. We do actually have to make it clear that you can cycle on roads which are where cyclists are the dominant mode of transport, not other vehicle traffic. And that requires a change in our transport thinking that we haven't seen in London at all yet. He's agreed to hold that summit on March 10th, and I will be going to that and speaking of that summit, as I'm pleased to inform positively. I also know from a meeting with Andrew Gilligan yesterday, and you met with him shortly after I did yesterday, that we are still looking at cycle quiet ways, we're going to call them across Southwark, to make it much easier for cyclists to negotiate our borough. I do have to say that felt like a repetition of a conversation I had with him a year ago. He's a man with the 100 million budget, so there's a lot more money to spend than we have here in our borough, so I do encourage him and the mayor to get on spending some of that money to bring some of the scene, which we certainly don't object to in Southwark, and want to see positively delivered to encourage and make cycling safer for people here. And I also ask the strategic director of Environment, Transport and Leisure to look anew by bringing in external expertise to advise on how we can also deliver a safer cycling network across our borough. I really do take this incredibly seriously. I do want us to see a real change in Southwark, and I do want to see Southwark continuing to lead this debate and lead the way. So rest assured, this is not something that we take complacently or we tend to deal with complacently. We are actively rising to the challenge, and it may be a bit slow for you, but sometimes is doing all of our frustration. We have delivered a dedicated cycle route, and I know that we have targets in council plan after council plan over the last 4 years, which everyone can check as to what's been delivered. It might not be good enough for you, but we'll carry on making the case. As I say, I do think across London there has to be a radical rethink about how we keep cyclists on certain roads and other vehicles of traffic on other roads so that cyclists are safe. I also can find Sayings the mayor made the case yesterday to Andrew Ligon for extending the cycle further into our borough, because in terms of getting older people and those who don't use the cycle onto bikes, cycle is a very good way of introducing people to that. And we have committed that we'll put money into that if that will make it happen. And so the cycle commission has taken that away as well. So I think we are doing a lot, and I hope you take some encouragement from that.